Welcome to day number four. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. So yesterday we were discussing the case that you're in the middle of saying Shema, and an opportunity presents itself to either greet someone or respond to a greeting. Are you allowed to interrupt? So the Mishnah distinguishes between two different types of being in the middle of Shema. One is in the middle of a paragraph, and that's going to be much stricter. And the second is bein parakim, between chapters, between paragraphs. So now the Mishnah has to figure out, what exactly does that mean? It says the Mishnah, elu hein bein parakim. This is what it means to be between paragraphs, bein parakim. And we'll find that it's actually pretty intuitive. It's basically between the berachos of Kriya Shema and the paragraphs of Shema. Bein bracha rishon l'shniyah, between the first bracha and the second bracha. Bein shniyah l'shma, between the second bracha and the beginning of Shema. Bein shema l'vayam shema, between the first paragraph of Shema and the second paragraph. Bein vayam shema l'vayomer, between the second paragraph and the third paragraph of Shema. And finally, bein vayomer l'emes v'yatziv, between the end of Shema and the beginning of that final bracha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is going to jump in and say that I agree with all the cases except the final one. Bein vayomer la'emes v'yatziv, between the end of Shema and the beginning of the final bracha, lo yafsik, a person should not make any interruptions. So why is that? All of the other natural breaks, we can interrupt based on what we learned in the last Mishnah. So why is this different? So the truth is, when you look in the Torah, the paragraph of vayomer ends with ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. But as we know, when we say Shema, we add a word, ani Hashem Elokeichem, emes, emet, right? That Hashem is true. So why do we do that? So the truth is, emes is the first word of the final bracha. But we learn, I think likely from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, we learn that whenever it says Hashem Elokeichem, whenever we refer to God and we have the opportunity to connect God to emes, truth, we should always take that opportunity because truth is a primary characteristic of who God is. And therefore, we should always try to connect those two when we can. So we have this opportunity that it ends with ani Hashem Elokeichem, and the next bracha begins with emes, emes v'yatziv in the morning, or emes v'emunah at mariv, right? Therefore, we should really kind of connect it to be one long paragraph, so to say, that the end of Shema should flow right into that first bracha, and we should not make any interruptions. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is now going to address a broader topic. Now that we mentioned the three different paragraphs of Shema, so why are they in that order? Lama kadma Shema levayam Shema. Why is the first paragraph before the second paragraph? Says Rav Shimon Karcha, Ela Kadei Sheikabla Lav Ol Malchus Shemayim Techila. Because the entire first paragraph is all about accepting the yoke of heaven. So it's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. It's the ultimate expression of our commitment to God and accepting that God is God. God is our creator. So first, we do that. That's the first paragraph. Ve'achar kach yikabla lav ol malchus ol mitzvos. Once we accept God as God, then we can accept the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is the primary content of that second paragraph. So first we accept God in Shema, then we accept the mitzvahs in V'haya. V'hayam Shema l'vayomer. Why does the second paragraph come before the third? Shev'hayam Shema noig bayom uvalayla. Because the mitzvahs in V'haya, mainly the primary one there is Talmud Torah, the mitzvah to learn Torah. So that applies both during the day and at night. Vayomer, but the paragraph Vayomer, or the mitzvos in the paragraph Vayomer, Einu Noeg Ela Bayom, are largely only relevant during the day. What does that mean? We said yesterday that includes, the last paragraph includes Zeichon Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? The mitzvah to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, that applies at night also. So doesn't Vayomer apply both during the day and at night? So the answer is that the primary mitzvah in Vayomer, even though it mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim, the primary mitzvah is Tzitzis. And tzitzis is only during the day. The pasuk says, urisemosam, you should be able to see them. That means by natural light. And the mitzvah only applies when you're able to see them. So we learn from there that the mitzvah of tzitzis is only during the day, not at night. So even though we say vayomer as part of Shema during the day and at night, the primary mitzvah in vayomer, which is tzitzis, does not apply at night. And therefore, because it is more limited in its applicability, it comes last. Mishnah Gimel. Hakorit Shema v'lo hishmiya lo. There's no someone who's reading Shema but doesn't hear it in one's own ears. Whenever we daven, we can't just read the words, we actually have to say them out loud. Yatza, a person is yotze even if he didn't hear the words. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo yatza. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you really had to hear the words. Why? Because it says Shema Yisrael. I mean, even if in other parts of tefillah you don't need to hear the words, even though you need to say them, here you need to hear them because words literally mean hear Israel, right? So Shema is an exception. Shema, you actually have to hear the words. We paskin like the first opinion. You should try to hear the words, but if you didn't, you're still yotzei. Kara v'lo diktek be'os yoseh. Someone who's reading from the Torah, reading Shema, and isn't careful with the letters. What does that mean? So there are times in Shema that the end of one word could easily kind of slur into the next word. For example, al levavecha, on your heart, right? It ends with the lamed, and the next word starts with the lamed. You could say alavecha, and then it becomes one compound word, which is not really a word. By Shema, we should really be careful for a number of reasons to make sure we're saying every word carefully. So you should really make a pause, al levavecha. Let's say you didn't, right? Karav velo ditkei yosea, you read and you weren't careful with that. So Rabbi Yossi Omer Yatzar says, you're Yotze, you still fulfill your mitzvah. Yehuda Omer lo Yatzar, no, you really have to hear every single word carefully, individually, and you would not be Yotze. Again, we paskin like the first opinion, you're Yotze, even if you didn't separate each word, but you should really try to. And I think even the Art Scroll Seder makes a line between words that could easily be slurred together to help us be careful. Okay, Hakori Lamafreya lo Yatzar, someone who reads the psukim out of order, you are not Yotze, you do not fulfill your mitzvah of Shema. And finally, Kara Vita'a, someone who is reading and made a mistake, either skipped a word and then realized it, or kind of spaced out. I know at least I'm prone to that, right? You can space out and you're like, wait a second, where am I up to? So what do? Yachsor l'makam shata. In both cases, you go back to the last word that you absolutely know that you said, and you continue from there.